G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of March 30. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Daniel Nuttall. And Daniel, we come to the end of the Rose Hill Carnival, looking like we're going to hit another wet track and a massive, massive day at Bendigo.
Yeah, that's it, Barks. Last day of Rose Hill, very good carnival, and obviously the championships at Randwick around the corner. Very good racing again. I think all 8 or 9 of the races are group races, and as you said, Bendigo, some rich races there as well. I think their only Saturday premier Victorian meeting of the year, so a big crowd down there. But yeah, looking forward to this weekend's racing for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we'll start at Rose Hill, where the Group 1 action is at. And, well, we've got it marked a heavy 8. All depends on how much of the forecast rain arrives on the Friday. What are you thinking?
Yeah, it's having a look. I don't think it'll be a heavy 8. Probably maybe a soft 6, soft 7. I don't think there's as much rain as there was around last week, but maybe I'm speaking out of hope, really. But I'd expect it to be probably in the soft 7 range, Barks, by Saturday.
Alrighty, well, as you mentioned, it's almost an entirely black type program, and we start in race 1. It's the Schwepp of Essence for 2-year-olds over 1400 metres, a Group 3, Bellevue Hill. Missed a run in the Golden Slipper last week and is very short in some of the early markets.
Very short, definitely a winning chance, obviously based on the market. But look, I'm with 5, Fortress Command, on top here, Bucks. Love the last start win at Newcastle over 1400 metres. Sort of stretched out late, put them away in a matter of strides. And what I liked is the second horse, Bullet Fly, came out provincial grade next start and bolted as well to frank the form. Think it might be the wrong price, and hence I've got it on top of Bellevue Hill, which is, you know, the main danger, no doubt. The last start run, yes, was a very good run. I think Rome and Strasbourg from the Snowden Yard are chances also. But a tough sort of race to kick off the day. I think there's value to be found, though. The numbers are 5, 1, 4, and 2.
Race 2 at Rose Hill Gardens on Saturday, Bisley Workwear, Neville Selwood Stakes, 2,000 metres for 4-year-olds and up, a Group 3, and we have the Australian Cup winner from last start lining up, Jamie Carr aboard, Barrier 3, but does have to give them 4 and 4.5 kilos.
That was a factor there, sort of not having it in those first couple of numbers. Oh, it's definitely a chance. It's my fourth selection. I'm with the 6, Emperor's Way. I think it's in terrific form, this preparation. 2,000 metres is pet trip, and Glenn Schofield has a very good association with the horse. So happy to lean the way of the 6, Emperor's Way. 12, All Too Soon, another in good form. Can handle both soft, heavy, and good track. So that's a plus. 10, Main Stage, and 1, Harlem. Can't be ignored, the Australian Cup winner last start. 6 on top, though, Emperor's Way.
Race 3 is the TAB Tullock Stakes for 3-year-old...